Foreman, USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, to your home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hi, gang, this is Jack McCoy bringing you another half hour of top flight entertainment known around the world as Command Performance. Yes, 30 minutes devoted to dishing up the kind of stuff you ask for in those letters to Old Command, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And running the show tonight is one of the nicest little gals who ever sang a song around these parts, star of radio, pictures, and many a top-selling record. Let's give a real Command Performance welcome to Lilton Martha Tilton.
Thank you very much, Jack. And hi, everybody. It's wonderful to be back on Old Command again.
Hey, Martha, we're sure happy to have you, too. You gonna get us off to a rip-roaring start here with one of those up-tempo tunes of yours?
Well, from the mailbag comes a request from a GI out Tokyo way who wants me to do an oldie. It's a Cole Porter classic from his big success, Anything Goes. And the tune I'm referring to sounds something like this. Do you hear that playing?
I hear that playing.
Do you know who's playing?
No, who's that, Martha?
Why, it's Gabriel, Gabriel playing, Gabriel, Gabriel saying, will you be ready to go when I blow my horn? Oh, blow, Gabriel, blow. Go on and blow, Gabriel, blow. I've been a sinner, I've been a scamp, but now I'm willing to trim my lamp. So blow, Gabriel, blow. I was low, Gabriel, low. Mighty low, Gabriel, low. But now since I have seen the light, I'm good by day and I'm good for night. So low, Gabriel, low. Once I was headed below. Once I was headed below. But when I got to Satan's door, I heard you blowing on your horn once more. So I said, Satan, farewell. And now I'm all ready to fly. Yes, to fly higher and higher. Cause I've gone through brimstone and I've been through the fire. And I've heard my soul and my heart too. So climb up the mountain top and start to blow, Gabriel, blow. Go on and blow, Gabriel, blow. I want to join your happy band and play all day in the promised land. So blow, Gabriel,
Martha. Sweet singing indeed there. And listen, we're going to be wanting more and more and more and more and more.
Well, you're very nice to say such things, Jackson, my boy. But you know, we've got some talented guests ready to appear on Old Command. So, as the familiar expression goes, let's get the show on the road.
Right, there, mighty. And say, who are you referring to in particular, Martha?
Well, you say you're going to be wanting more and more and more.
Yep,
so
yep,
let's bring on a guy who uses that for his moniker. The one and only Fillmore. Takes his place at the piano, and gathered around him are his musical buddies, all four of them, to accompany Phil on one of his newest and best originals. It's a grand little ballad which Brother Phil has entitled, When Love Comes. Phil?
How can I tell you just what happened? For it happened as subtly as spring. All at once, nightbirds sing, silver bells begin to ring. And though this is not your very first kiss, it never happened like this. For when love comes, you'll know that it's the right thing. You'll know it's not another fling. When love comes, and when you touch her, you wanna be caressing. And if it's so possessive, and then suddenly you'll know that this is the life you've been waiting to live. And love without measure is the treasure you've been waiting to give. Ah, yes, when love comes, you'll positively show it. And when you finally know it, you look around in happy dismay. For my baby, love came to me that way. Measure is the treasure you've been waiting to give. Ah, yes, when love comes, you positively show it. And when you finally know it, you look around in happy dismay. For my baby, love came to me that way.
Oh, thanks, Gilmore. A beautiful tune indeed. And now that our audience has taken you to their hearts and you've got those talented guys holding those instruments in their hands, what say you tear off one of your own special arrangements? I know you do a business-like job on that Rodgers and Hart classic Lover, so what say maybe Lover? combo doing Lover. Wrap it up and send it out to the house, Bill. It's terrific.
Hey, Martha, they're really talented guys, aren't they, those fellas? Boy, I wish I could play like that. That's
Why,
great.
Jack, I heard it on good authority that you are a musical genius of no mean dimension.
Well, Martha, well, I do a little three-fingered arrangement of the Happy Farmer, which seems to send the neighbors.
I'll bet.
Yeah, it sends them right out of town, I know. Say, Martha, speaking of things musical, I know the fellas and the gals would like to have you do another song about here.
Well, fine, Jack. I'd like to do a tune I sort of fell in love with a few years back. Maybe it never slid into second base, but for my money, it's a honey. Would lift?
Would.
Well, all right.
Ready, set, go. The house is quiet and the lights are down low. Mom and Pop are at the movie show. What are we waiting for? Ready, set, go. My arms are waiting to uncuddle you tight. My lips are anxious and the time is right. What are we waiting for? Oh, what a thrill! Your lips to mine. So while the night is dark, kindle the fire, get on your mark and ready, set, go. Why waste a moment of this wonderful spring? Let's get the license and the wedding ring. What are we waiting for?
The wonderful, what, that was a real neat hunk of singing if I ever heard it.
Well, thanks, Jack. I heard you singing on Hollywood Calling, and you didn't sound so bad yourself.
Hollywood Calling? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Martha, you see, that's one of those, you'll pardon the expression, jackpot programs. When I get them on the phone, they have to listen to me. Got them cornered. I give them an occasional clue, you know that.
Oh, fine. Well, maybe if I slip you my phone number, you can call me. That jackpot sounds pretty terrific.
I'll tell you what, Martha. You slip me your phone number, and I'll call you every night, and we'll sort of rehearse.
Well, on second thought, maybe we better skip the whole thing. And anyway, it's time for our next guest.
Yeah, you would. Well, who's on the docket this time, Martha?
One of the zaniest writers in the Hollywood Hills. This guy writes on many of the top shows, but he has a yen to take over the mic himself every so often. And by a happy coincidence, tonight's one of those times. Maybe you've never heard of him before, but think nothing of it. You'll hear him now, and here he is, Jack Douglas.
Now, thank you. Well, maybe nobody has ever heard of me before, but there are plenty of people that nobody's ever heard of. For instance, who ever heard of Rodney Poon, the exotic murderer?
Well, Jack, wasn't he the one that killed his wife in a very odd way?
Yes, first he hypnotized her, then he tattooed a knife on her stomach, then he made her bend over. It was a pretty sad affair.
Jack, What's all this leading up to?
Well, just that it doesn't matter if nobody ever heard of you. Your life still may be very interesting.
I suppose you mean like the Dolphin story?
Yes, and to prove my point, tonight I would like to present the Douglas story. I was born during a tornado, somewhere over Texas. When I was 3 years old, my father was killed during the Mexican War by the Americans. You'll never play the banjo again.
Jack, I'm sorry, but I just can't believe that part of your life story. Something must have happened to you when you were very young. Didn't your mother tell you it was wrong to tell a fib? Well, didn't she? Well, what's the matter? Didn't you have a mother?
No, we were very poor.
Well, you must come from quite a family.
Oh, yes. Every Saturday night, we all used to sit around and think about taking a bath.
Think about taking a bath?
Yes, we were poor, but we were clean-minded.
Jack, I think maybe that's your trouble. I think you ought to get away from your family.
Well, maybe you're right, but I can't right now. You see, my aunt has just gone into business for herself.
Oh, well, that's nice. What business did she go into?
She's got a Coca-Cola machine in her bustle.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, how does she keep them cold?
She leans against the iceman. My uncle makes change.
Jack, you'd better get back to the Douglas story.
Okay. And set. And slower. Well, I didn't have much of an education. Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. And the University of California at Tucson, Arizona. And, of course, in due time, I fell in love. It was an odd sort of love. I fell in love with a rubber glove named Gladys. Gladys the rubber glove. Soon we were married, and in less than a year, we were the proud parents of twins. Both thumbs. And then I fell in love with Lady Esther.
Just rub a little on your face, and you'll be surprised at the difference.
Oh, Lady Esther, I love you. I love you madly, Lady Esther. I love you passionately, Lady Esther. Oh, Lady Esther, you're the only one in the world for me. My passion is pent up inside of me, Lady Esther. Please, please tell me what to do with my pent-up passion.
Just rub a little on your face, and you'll be surprised at the difference.
I'm surprised at that joke. A short time after this, I decided to go to work. I decided to become a detective, a private eye. And I was sitting in my office one day when suddenly the door opened.
Hello, big boy.
Hello, Asa. What's on your mind?
It's my husband. I just shot my husband and threw his body out of an airplane.
What else is new? You say you threw your husband's body out of an airplane? Whereabouts?
Over Glendale.
That's a misdemeanor. Care for a drink?
Don't mind if I do.
Say when. This is so... Oh, yes. I got some pretty good stuff here, if I can find it. I got some pretty good stuff here. Scotch-type bourbon. I'm sorry I found it. Say when. You drink that and you'll never play anything again. Now tell me all about it.
Well, it's the insurance policy. The policy I killed my husband for. I can't find it.
Well, I finally agreed to help her find the missing policy. Thank you. It was 3 o'clock in the morning as we approached 79 Wistful Vista. The old family mansion, which had been unoccupied for 27 years. 3 o'clock in the morning, Big Ben was striking his wife. My client trembled as she opened the door to the old place.
This door hasn't been opened for 27 years.
We better not close it or we'll be here all night. I wonder what's through this door here. Now, look, it's a bathroom, a haunted bathroom.
A haunted bathroom?
Yes, look at these bath towels. One bath towel says his.
Well, what does the other one say?
Boo. Gee, what a place that old mansion was. We searched everywhere for the missing insurance policy. We looked down in the basement. We looked up in the attic. We looked in the hall closet. Boy, is he lost. We couldn't find the policy anywhere.
Oh, Jack, you're getting a little silly again. Is this really the story of your life?
Why, sure. And shortly after that, I became a doctor.
Just like that?
Uh-huh. Now, I'll never forget my first operation. What a tense moment. Scalpel?
Scalpel?
Suture?
Suture.
Clamp?
Clamp.
Sponge?
Sponge.
Another sponge?
Another sponge.
Mop. Shortly after that, I was arrested for murder. Martha, I can't read the rest of this. It's too sad. Will you take over, please?
Why, sure, Jack. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Douglas was convicted of murder in the first degree. As he sat in the death house...
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Please, Jack. As he sat in the death house...
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Jack, please, I'm trying to finish. As I was saying, Jack Douglas was sitting in the death house.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Well, anyway, on July the 17th, 1946, Jack Douglas was hanged. And now, final words.
Hello, everybody. This is Jack Douglas speaking to you from Potter's Field. By transcription, of course.
We hope you'll come back and visit Command Performance again real soon.
Hey, Martha. That Jack Douglas is a real wild man if I ever saw one. Did you hear those
sure
gags?
Is.
His gags. Look at this. He sent me a copy of his latest book. He calls his book Ma Perkins and Her Electric Chicken Gizzard.
Oh.
Says it's a story with blood and guts.
Well, simmer down, old man. Simmer down. We've got to wrap up the show, you know, and we want everything to be nice and peaceful as we get off the air.
Whoop, wait a minute, not so fast, Sister Martha Tilton. We're not going to pack up this Command Performance without Una Mora Songa from Uyua.
Well, okay, Jackson, a song it'll be.
And the label on the cover reads...
There's good blues tonight. I'm a-telling you, Jack, great days are bad. Take the word of a bird with an ear. Gather round the stand. Listen to the band. It's the jive you've been waiting to hear. Ah, yes, there's good blues tonight. There's good blues tonight. Can't help but dance, 'cause the music is really right. Ah, yes, there's good blues tonight.
Good blues.
There's groovy blues tonight. A chance to romance, 'cause the dancing is lilting light.
Help.
He just can't cheek to cheek it with his chick. No gate that's late will rate the latest list. Ah, yes, there's good blues tonight. There's true blues tonight. So hold your baby tight, 'cause there's sure good blues tonight.
Good blues tonight. Ah, yes.
He just can't keep it with.
Leslie. Ah, yes, there's good blues tonight. There's true blues tonight. So hold your baby tight, 'cause there's sure good blues tonight. Ah, yes, there's sure good blues tonight. I said there's sure good blues tonight.
Martha Tilton, gee, that's swell. When it ties up with the blue ribbon, I'd say.
Well, fine. But before we say goodnight, let's thank our guests for coming by and helping make it a show.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Bill Moore and his music crew, to say nothing of the inimitable, and that's good, Jack Douglas. Of course, we had the tall, dark, and handsome Jack McCoy.
And that singing-type gal, Lilton Martha Tilton. So best of luck, gang, and goodnight.
Goodnight.
Program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.